Well, the MI5 system is a well put together network, and I've talked to some of the principals about it up here, and I asked if there were like meetings. They said, nope, it's just a repeater network, and that's what they're keeping it up as. And I've seen the one antenna set up here is very robust. It's a backup generator, the whole schmear. It's a very well-kept site, secure, and very dependable. So I'm assuming the other sites are probably very similar to it. And what's nice about this is you don't have a lot of the other networks interference. There's no grandmaster shenanigans going on. So although we do have a repeater for that up here, I haven't programmed all of that particular network's systems into my unit yet. There's a programming scheme that I need to learn, and I haven't learned it. I've just got local repeaters and a few external ones that I use. I don't use more than a couple at a time anyway. And, the average, even with this network, one repeater site requires six entries because you've got the statewide one and statewide two talk groups for general use. Then events 1, 2, 3, and 4 for those special use groups when they become active. So, I've got like maybe 5 repeater sites, and there are, so that's 30 entries. So, yeah, DMR is a little bit complex when it comes to programming, but, that's just the nature of the beast, I guess. NAPZT.